I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Oh my god, seriously!
What? Come on!
Son of a bitch!
Hello, ladies. Welcome to the October. No, I don't even know what version of Ragtime this is anymore. Of 2017. October?
It is Halloween. We are recording on... It's so spooky. Ooh, Donald Trump's president.
Oh.
That's the ultimate scare right there.
Yeah, oh, my God. Yeah, he is still president. And, you know... There's nothing more we can say about it that we haven't already talked about.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about him.
You know, I guess I do apologize for not knowing what month it is. You know, things have been a little bit busy. You know, being sick with a stupid cold where I still have a tickle. That's annoying, too. I can talk about that. And unfortunately, there was a death in the family. Not to bring everybody down, but we are now moving on.
Did.
I know. Wow. Hi, well, I am Debbie Downer.
You're like, all right, and see you guys. Till next time.
Keep on ragging. Well, we have a joint ragtime topic where we're pissed off about.
They canceled Playing House on USA.
Fuck you, USA.
It was like hearing
Network.
A distant cousin had died.
Right?
I don't think I go as far as saying like someone close to me. Like, well, I would have liked to have known them. Too bad they're dead.
Right.
Yeah.
Or, like, that would have been so great. I would have liked to have seen how their life evolved. Like, does she go out with a doctor? Do they start a relationship? I don't know, and now we'll never know. Thanks, USA. We'll never see Bocephus again.
And I have to say, second season was a little slow to me.
Yeah.
And then this season, it came back awesome.
Oh, my
God. Like, the
God.
Rating was really good.
They blew the doors off.
I was kind of shocked that after that season, they were like, no, your ratings suck.
I wonder why.
I wonder if they'll get picked up almost like Mindy Project did, like on Hulu or something.
I hope so.
Or on Netflix, which is now like $20 a month. I just got the notice today. I'll be bitching about that later. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, well, maybe we'll get a decrease since they canceled Kevin Spacey's show, so they don't have to pay for his salary.
True. Let's just go into it. I'm pissed at Netflix. Why does it have to be raised so much? So they're like, so we could bring you some more amazing programming. You're like, I don't know what it is yet, so I don't really want to pay for it. They said next month, I'm like, my plan's going to be like almost $15, I think.
And you just have the streaming plan, right?
Yeah, but I have like the, that was Hulu I paid extra for. That's another one. Yeah, I just have the streaming plan, so it's probably like one of the cheapest plans. I think I might have had to choose like how many people could use it at once. You know, like, if I wanted to use it on my phone, my computer, and my...
Oh, I
had to
see.
Pay a little extra.
I gotcha.
So I think I got the top plan in that sake. Same
okay.
with Hulu. Like, Hulu makes you pay, like, $7 or something. And then if you don't want any ads, you pay, like, an extra $3.
Wait, you have to pay for Hulu, and then they still give you ads?
Yeah.
The whole point of paying for Hulu is to not have ads. That makes no sense.
Well, the way Hulu gets you is there's certain content you can't see at all until you pay for it. But then the commercials don't go away. So then if you pay an extra $3, which I do because they fucking got me, then it's just straight programming.
That's bullshit!
Sarah Silverman is that new show, I Love America.
Okay.
And she actually made a joke about it in her first show. She said, we'll be back after this short break, or if you're not really cheap and you can have that extra $3 a month, I'll see you in a second. So it was pretty funny. But yeah, they totally get you. That's how Spotify got me. Because, like, I'm very particular, and if I don't want to hear a fucking song, I fucking skip it. And then after, like, a couple skips, they're like, you can't skip anymore until, like, another hour or tomorrow or something.
Right, no.
And then you're like, fuck, here you go, take my money.
Right.
I have to skip.
Or just change the station. If you can change the station. Because I refuse to pay $15 for Pandora. I refuse. Like, I don't need to repeat a song.
I don't think Pandora is that great. Like I'm kind of glad I did Spotify because I feel like I get a lot out of it and, like, I have access to lots of music and CDs.
Okay.
Pretty much any CD that's out there right now is on there. You just listen to it. As soon as something comes out, too. So, but, like, Hulu, fuck them. Netflix, fuck them in the face.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, the Hulu thing's, like, but...
That's bullshit.
It's bullshit, but... They got me because it's bullshit I can't put up with.
Well, I mean, because I remember when Hulu was free and you got stuck watching those commercials.
Yeah.
They would give you 6 30-second ads. It's like watching a show live. That you can't. I know. It would drive me crazy.
You know what they do now on Hulu? If you don't pay the extra $3, the commercial, sometimes it's the same fucking commercial through the whole show. So, like, first commercial break, it's the Geico ad. Second commercial break, same fucking Geico ad. So you're just seeing Geico ad, Geico ad, Geico ad. So that makes you just go crazy. You're like, I can't watch this a fourth time. It's not even like, it's like maybe one or two commercials that they repeat.
Do you think that's, like, brainwashing? Like, it's either genius or it's stupidity.
I don't know, but I do have 15 Geico policies and only 2 cars, so it could be a problem.
Kind of sounds like, my friend. Good Lord. Well.
Yeah, so Playing House.
Yeah. Fuck you, USA Network.
We have another collective one.
Well, and?
Throat Tickles.
Yes. This is annoying, and like, I apologize.
Yeah, me, you, both our wives, my kid, and, like, a couple other people that I've seen, like, in her school and stuff, all have this, like, type of cold that, like, yours turned into a sinus infection, too?
No, luckily, I was able to get ahead of it, but right? Yeah, Pauline
Yeah, I got an ear infection because I'm just prone to it. And this cough that, like, at first was wet.
Yep.
And Edda still is, but now it's dry, and it's, like, this tickle in the, like, side back of your throat all the time, where you just feel like...
Like, you have no phlegm, nothing's there, it's just you get this weird tickle that will not go away.
And when I first had it, I would cough so hard, I threw up one morning.
I know, that's crazy!
Like, morning sickness throw up, where it's, like, you haven't even eaten, you're just, like, puking bile.
Oh, God!
Yeah, it, really, like, brought me back. I was like, this feels like being pregnant again, this fucking cough. Plus, like, if you do get a good one in there, especially, you know, we're both getting in the sunset of our lives. Like, we're 60. But, like, if I give a really good one and I'm not really expecting it, sometimes a little pee-pee comes out.
Yeah.
It's like a sneeze. And I'm like, great. Did you change my underwear again? Thanks, cough.
Yep, that happened to me. And I've kind of noticed that whenever I know I'm going to start coughing, I sit down. I know. So I feel like sitting down keeps me from peeing my pants.
Well, last week, because I was having really bad coughing fits, anytime I felt like the littlest urge that I had to pee, I'd be like, so I just kept going to the bathroom like every 20 minutes just so I didn't pee when I coughed. I'm like, I'm 70 years old. I need to do some fucking Kegels or something because...
But that doesn't work. Apparently, I read Kegels don't work. So it's like...
What stops that from happening?
I don't know.
There's no stopping it?
No.
I think it's a conspiracy by poise.
Pretty much.
That they're not telling you how to fix it.
But have you seen their new florally underwear now?
Oh, yeah, I know.
I mean, that's crazy. It's like mom underwear, but like it has with ridges that it looks like you can piss yourself just like, all day. Just like, and it's like
pull down her mom jeans.
Yeah.
Bite your teeth into that diaper. Yes. Pull it down real slow. Like this.
And it's off white. And I mean, it looks very Victorian. It's Victorian.
Like, imagine
underwear.
Like you just like reach into someone's pants and then you hear like a crinkle.
You're like, oh. Like, we'll just slowly slip this hand back and go, like, oh. You have a nice night later.
Yeah, like, or it's like your first experience, like you're younger maybe, and it's like your first experience. You're like, I'm going to sleep with an older woman. Mm-hmm. This is a naughty tale to tell later. And then it's like, crinkle, crinkle.
Nope.
You're like, guess what? No longer a naughty tale. I'm just disgusted at this point.
Oh my God. It's almost kind of like that Thinx underwear.
Oh, yeah. The period ones?
Yeah. Ugh. Like, it's fully absorbent everywhere. Like, I just can't.
Oh, God.
But going with, you know, the cough thing, what drives me crazy is that knowing that we have the cough, if we're out in public, we either take a drink of water, you know, either or suck on a cough drop.
Yeah.
Or try to lubricate our throat so it's not as annoying to start a coughing fit.
Yeah.
The people who don't do that. Out in public, and they just continue to hack. When they do have a water bottle or something at their disposal.
I was kind of that asshole, but I had nothing at my disposal because I'm an idiot. Like, I thought, like, the thing was, like, subsiding, and I went on a field trip with Edda, and there was a hayride to the pumpkin patch. What?
Your eyes.
And, as soon as, like, the thing starts, it's like, I'm like, oh, no, and I'm trying not to, and I'm like, I'm annoying everyone on this fucking hayride. And finally, one of the teacher's assistants is like, I have a cough drop, do you need it? And I'm like, yes! I was like, for everyone else's sake, please just give me a cough drop.
At least somebody offered it to you.
Yeah,
you know what
and
I mean?
It totally like, helped. I was like, I'm sure everyone is sick of listening to me, because I am.
Because, like, on the bus one time when I was with Pauline, Pauline offered a cough drop to somebody, and they're like, no, I'm good.
It's like you're coughing.
You are coughing and you're confined to a bus.
And I'm sure they weren't doing the whole coughing the crook of the elbow.
No.
They were just letting those spittles fly.
Like, I'm just going to put it in my hand, but not really.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's like, why don't you just French kiss me at this point? Now I'm going to get sick. I know it. I'm on this fucking bus with your spit germs flying everywhere.
Yep.
Oh, people who do that. Sometimes I do it just to annoy Sarah, though, to be honest, because she hates it. Like, she was complaining about somebody who, like crazy coughed that she knows, just like and like no covering it.
Oh god, that's just gross.
So every once in a while, I'll just be on the couch and I'll be like, that's kind like of really loud and obnoxiously, and she'll be like, ew. I'm like, sorry, it surprised me.
Well, it's kind of like how you were saying, along with those lines, people who burp in public and don't say excuse me or cover their mouth, like, you know it's coming. Or if you if it's the beginning of something and you're in a public place. That actually happened today out of the rest stop. A guy walked in and he just let it rip in the foyer. I looked right at him. Like, nothing.
I think it must be like they live in an environment at home. Like, I know, I can't even say that because I will just burp at home and it's socially acceptable there. But I know not to do it at Stop and Shop.
Yes!
So I was going to say maybe it's somebody who's grown so accustomed to just doing it in front of their spouse. But, like, you have a sense of knowing that you're not at home. Like, and that you should just be like, if I burped that loud, I'd be like, oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, there have been
times... I'd shock myself.
I mean, there have been times where, like, I've, you know, burped and I wasn't... It took me by surprise and, like, it's like, burp. Like,
yeah. Like, oh, sorry.
But it's like, oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm aware of my surroundings. I'm not a Neanderthal that is like.
The best is if you like when you try to like hide a burp, where you're just like, and then you try to go blow out your mouth like. But then somebody's like, something smells like hot dogs.
Yeah.
You're
oh
like,
my
damn
god,
it.
That happens to me all the time. Like, we'll be out somewhere, but for whatever reason, it smells like peppers.
There's something weird, yeah.
And Pauline's just like. Yeah, what did you eat? Or the worst is...
Like, I smell your burps.
The worst is she'll go, did you just fart? And I'm like...
It's like your burping farts. So
yeah.
Disgusting.
I'm like, no. And then I'm thinking, wow, I must be really disgusting.
Yeah.
If this is what is
She's
coming
like,
out
something
of my
is
mouth.
Dying literally
inside of
you.
Me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to make out with myself. God, bodily functions are just... disgusting.
Yeah, we are really just gross.
We are.
Bags of meat, aren't we?
Yes. Yes, we are. I mean, this is horrible. Speaking of bags of meat.
All right.
What I also hate, along with the whole coughing, tickling your throat, burping or whatever, why that pop singers, for whatever reason, when they're singing their lyrics, need to put a k in a song?
What is that?
Like, k. I don't know.
What do you mean?
Like, have you heard Charlie Puth's song?
Okay.
I
know him, but I don't know if I've heard of his recent.
Like, his song is Attention.
Okay.
And he's just like, he just says something along the lines of, you know, you've been running around town throwing dirt up on my name. Like, remember, like, Michael Jackson would do it? He like,
I have no idea. You're talking about.
Oh my god, I don't understand. Like, do they learn this at, like, pop singer,
they
you know,
just
academy?
Make a weird noise after they
yes.
sing something?
Yes, and now I'm gonna have to find it and play it for you. But I mean, like, it's ridiculous.
Because I have no idea what you're referring to.
Like, what? Oh my god, okay. I just can't. Stand by, please. We're gonna play that. We're gonna
find
it.
Well, I can never listen to, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, Jadakiss or Jadakiss. Which way do you say it? It's the rapper singer, dude.
Ludacris?
Jadakiss.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Okay, well, anyway, he'd start every song and go, ha-ha!
Why?
Don't fucking know. That's
like,
how every
why?
Goddamn song would start. I don't know, and
That's
I freaking
ridiculous.
Sound like a weird bird.
We can skip this ad in 4, 3, 2, 1. Stupid YouTube. Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, there's
so,
like an intro.
So I can't listen to that song.
So it's just like when it gets to it.
Yeah.
It's going to be the background to her. That's fine.
You like that. Okay.
Here it comes. Here it comes. Wait.
Why? What? What is that?
I don't know.
What is that? That is annoying. I hate certain things on songs, and then, like, you can't not focus on it.
That's all I hear in that song now.
I know. It's like, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts that are, just like that all the time. They're more story-based, NPR-ish.
Okay, got it.
And when somebody who is narrating on the mic and I can hear the spit in their mouth, I can't listen to anything they're saying. Like, when you can hear the wetness. But it's like after, like, you sense this, like... Like that. I can't listen. Even if it's the most interesting topic, I can't listen to that. And watch now if I edit this, I'll be like, oh man, my mouth makes that noise.
I don't think we do. Just because, I think
it's so people are closer to mics too, like have actual setup unlike us, which is an Android on a tissue box.
Fucking professional. Oh,
we just broke that fourth wall.
Yeah, we did. Shit. No, but I also think, too, if somebody's been narrating for a long time, depending on how many, like, if they have to do it in one long take.
They're going to dry mouth?
Yeah. And along those lines, how about when you're watching an interview and that guy gets that white spittle?
Oh, it's always in the corner.
Or how about the spittle that's on the lip?
And it's not even spittle here, like, in the corners, it's like a crud.
It's gross, but, like, but the white thing, like, when their lips go together, it, like, separates. You know what I'm talking about? And that's all you look at, because you're like, lick your lips. Like, it's just gross. Like, I just can't.
Yeah, there's certain things that really gross me out, and that's one of them. Ugh.
But yeah, so I mean, Michael Jackson did it in his songs.
He did make a lot of weird sounds, but he made a bunch of sounds like that.
Yeah.
I think he got away with it because he's more visual, where people watch music videos of him more. And I think his dancing went along with those noises.
Whereas
Charlie Puth was just kind of sitting there looking solemn in a spotlight and then goes...
Is that a part of, like, you know, Pop Star Academy? Like, you need to learn how to, like, pop and lock your voice?
Maybe we should start using it in, like, everyday society.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, you make an order. You're like, yeah, I like to place a delivery. They're like, are you? Excuse me,
ma'am, you're breaking up. I am not.
Over.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it sounds like when you hit the thing on a CB.
Yeah,
that's what they're doing.
And I'm sorry, Charlie Puth. No JT, you are.
No, he's not JT.
No.
But he does have a cool, like, eyebrow scar. I kind of dig that.
Oh, I've never even really looked at his face. I'm just thinking, like, he's trying to beatbox.
I think they said he was bit by a dog when he was little. So, like, you know, like, when you have a scar, hair doesn't grow there.
Yeah.
So he just has, like, one little line of his eyebrow missing.
Oh, he's almost kind of like Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that.
Except for the last cool backstory of a dog just biting his face.
Yeah, I mean, he grew up in Rumson. let's come on.
Yeah, all
right. You know.
There's no Harry Potter shit going on there.
No. I think I'm done. I think I've bitched about my three things, which have kind of, like, been collective.
They have been collective. Yeah, I can't really think of anything else right now.
You're feeling good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Halloween. Yeah, Halloween. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Drinking some weird pumpkin beard concoction I'm kind of digging each time I take a sip.
I finished mine.
What's it called, so everyone knows?
Elysian Fields Pumpkin Coffee Beer.
I don't normally like coffee flavored with pumpkin. I like this.
Yeah.
Like, a lot.
I mean, I think that's some sweet, like, chemistry I'm going on right there.
Next kid Elysium.
You think so?
I think so, yeah.
Is Sarah gonna let you? You can bitch about that next month.
Maybe she'll be under heavy sedation and I can just write on the birth certificate.
Oh, nice. Oh. Look at you. Yeah. All right, ladies. Thanks for tuning in. Yeah. We appreciate it. Until next month, keep ragging!